感谢主，让我们主日早晨来能够聚在他的面前。
We praise the Lord for allowing us to come before Him on Sunday morning.
那我们西岸特会越来越靠近的时候
，We know the West Coast Conference is drawing close.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹心情和我一样。
I think many people, many brothers and sisters feel just like I do.
我们心中有很多的期待。
We are full of expectations.
我们也带着一个兴奋
，and we are excited.
我们盼望能够进入神所给我们的丰盛。
And hopefully we can enter into the fullness the Lord has prepared for us.
这次因为特会在西雅图。
This year's conference is going to be held in Seattle.
我们本地弟兄姊妹报名已经超过300个人。
The local brothers and sisters, more than 300 of local brothers and sisters have registered.
我们全部的报名已经超过了1200个人。
The total registration has exceeded 1200.
我们可以看得出来，我们在这里是得着更大的福气的。
We can see that we will have greater blessing from the Lord.
就像我们中国人有一句话说
just like this Chinese saying.
近水楼台先得月。
Those who are closer to the opportunity will get it first.
可能很多男生呢，都把这个当作追女朋友的条件。
Many boys think that this phrase, this saying is for their courtship.
如果邻居是一个漂亮女孩的话呢，可能她的机会比别人更多。
If there's a pretty girl in your neighborhood, maybe you have a better chance of.
但我们把这个当作是我们得着主的机会。
But let us treat this as an opportunity to gain the Lord.
感谢主给我们有几次在他的面前一同来预备。
Praise Lord for giving us opportunity to prepare our hearts.
因为今天所给我们的实在是天上的福气。
Because what God wants to give us is really heavenly blessings.
如果我们要得着地上一点的好处，尚且都要有预备的话。
You know that we have to do preparation work if we want to gain any benefits on earth.
那更何况我们要得的是那个存到永远极重无比的荣耀呢。
Let alone the eternal glory that we will gain from the Lord.
所以我还想利用今天的机会和弟兄姊妹们再有一点交通。
So today I'd like to share with you.
再来谈谈神给教会的托付。
Once again, I'll share with you the entrustment from God to the church.
我们来先读几处圣经好吗
？Let us read several Bible passages.
我们再来读提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书，我们第一章，我们先念三到五节。
Chapter 1, verses 3 to 5.
我们要念几处。
Second Timothy, chapter 1.
提摩太后书，第一章，第三到第五节。
Second Timothy, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5.
提摩太后书，请帮助我们旁边比较新信主的弟兄姊妹或是朋友啊。
Please help those next to you who are not familiar with the Bible.
提摩太后书，我们稍稍再等一下下啊。好，我们都翻到了，好，我们一起来练，先练三到五节。来，我感谢神，就是我接续祖先。用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐，想到你心里无畏之信。这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。第二处也是同一章，我们来念12到14节。
Verses 12 through 14.
为这缘故，我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。在十二节的后面那里保全我所交付他的，也可以说是保全他所交托我的。
The second half of the verse 12 says, able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day.
我们再来念第二章。第二章我们读第一到第六节。
Chapter 2, verses 1 through 6.
来，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。劳力的农夫，你当先得粮食。好，最后我们来读第四章。
Lastly, let's go to chapter 4.
第四章我们念一到二节之后，然后我们再转到第七到第九第八。
Verses 1, 2, 7, and 8.
我们起来。我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。好，最后七八。
Seven and eight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，守信的道我已经锁住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。好，我们圣经先读到这里。
That's all the Bible passage we'll read for now.
但是我们略略讲过提摩太后书他写作的背景。
Last time I shared with you the background of the Timothy's letters.
在那个时候，保罗面临关在监牢，即将殉道。
And Paul was facing death in prison.
有许多的基督徒，他们看自己的生命过于主的见证。
And many Christians at that time treasure more of their lives than God's testimony.
不敢和保罗站在一起。
And they would not identify with Paul.
今天我们所处的世代
The generation that we live in.
跟保罗那个时候比的话没有更好。
When we compare to the time that Paul was living in, we are no better.
虽然外面我们没有被抓到监牢里面去关去打。
Even though externally that we were not imprisoned.
但是整个世界用各种的方式攻击耶稣基督的见证。
But the whole world using all kinds of means to attack Jesus Christ's testimony.
我们所面临的其实是一个更严峻的局面。
What we faced is even more severe.
我们怎样在这个时代能够为主耶稣做见证。
How can we be a witness for our Lord Jesus?
我们处在一个末后最危险的日子。
We're faced with the latter days, a very dangerous time.
我们知道很多那种软性的腐化比强硬的攻击又说是来得更有果效的。
We know that subtle corruption sometimes is even more effective than outright attack.
物质的享受。
Material enjoyment.
各种思想对于圣经话语的挑战。
Different thoughts against the biblical teachings.
道德的败弱。
And also moral decay.
人顾自己不顾神。
And everyone just care after themselves, not God.
主耶稣为主的地位权柄受到非常大的挑战。
Jesus' lordship and authority been challenged all the time.
今天的哲学思想
Today's philosophical thoughts
是不要主，不要绝对，不要权威。
They don't want God, they don't want absolute, they don't want any authority.
任何对人有所规范的东西都被拒绝。
Anything that will set a boundary for man will be rejected.
我们生活在这个时代。
This is the world that we live in.
我们不会不受到它的影响。
We, of course, will be affected. We are being affected by this.
特别是我们有很多青年的弟兄姊妹还在求学的过程当中。
Especially young people while they are in school.
我们所接触到的整天都是这一类的东西。
And what they come in contact with are things like this.
我们发现传福音的时候
When we share the gospel,
人第一道抵挡神的福音就是因为他先前所受的教育。
And the first barrier is because of the education that he or she has gotten.
我们不能够小看那些进化论无神论的讲论。
And we should not look down upon the talk of evolution and atheism.
很多人不能得救，就是因为那一道关卡他跳不过去。
Many people who are not able or would not accept the Lord is because of this first barrier that they cannot overcome.
即使我们得救了之后
，even after we are saved,
还有很多思想还不能够跟圣经相合。
There are many thoughts in our mind that we cannot follow the Bible.
我们常常会站在一个审判者的地位来看神的话。
A lot of times that we, when we read the Bible, we like to judge the word.
所以我们的世代实在是一个危险的时代。
So this is a dangerous generation.
在为耶稣基督做见证的世上。
When we testify for the Lord.
我们遇到前所未有的挑战。
And we encounter, a lot of challenges that we have not encountered before.
前几次我们提过，神给教会的托付就是见证。
Earlier I have shared with you what God has entrusted to the church is His testimony.
在整个人类历史中
，throughout human history,
神用四样东西来为他自己做见证。
God uses four things to testify for Himself.
这四样有的是神摆在那里
，these four things God put in place.
有的是神托付下来
，some of them are entrusted by Him.
第一个就是在他创造的里头。
The first one is in his creation.
神为他自己做见证。
He testified for himself.
就像诗篇第十九篇第一节和第二节所说的。
Just like the Psalms 19 verses 1 and 2.
在那里说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
It says, the heaven declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
这日到那日发出言语。这夜到那夜传出知识。
Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge.
如果我们的心灵是敏锐的
，If our minds are sharp，
如果我们的心思是正常的
，If our thoughts are normal，
看见神所铺设的穹苍
，When we view the great universe that God has created。
看见他所创造的万物
，and when we see all the creation，
享受他所给我们预备的一切丰富
，and enjoy all the abundance that he prepared for us，
我们里面就会来思想是谁给了这一切。
We cannot help but think about who brought all these things forth。
正像保罗在罗马书第一章所告诉我们
，just like what Paul told us in Romans chapter 1，
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性。是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
And it says that even though God's eternal power cannot be seen with our naked eye, but through His creation that we can know, so that we have no excuse.
弟兄姊妹，可能有的人还记得，我们有一位姊妹。
Many of you may remember a sister of ours.
她是一个回民。
She is a Muslim.
她在他们的信仰里面是绝不容许她接受耶稣基督做救主。
In their religious belief, there's no way that they are allowed to accept Jesus as their personal savior.
但感谢主，记得她女儿的一个需要，她不得不跟教会打电话。
But praise the Lord, because of the need of her daughter, she had to contact the church.
但是她每一次弟兄姊妹还是看她，她就说不能不能，你们不可以来。
But every time we suggest that we go visit her with her, she said no. She always declined.
但是弟兄姊妹就借着打电话的机会，也把主多多少少跟她讲了一点。
But even in the telephone conversation, brother and sister share Jesus with her.
就有一天她带着孩子在外面散步的时候。
One day she was walking with her child outside.
忽然抬头一看，这个蓝天怎么蓝得这么美丽
？And she saw the blue sky is so beautiful.
结果她就开口问了一句话。
And then she uttered a question.
她说：“这个天是谁所造的
？”Says who created this sky?
他忽然想到弟兄姊妹跟他讲到主耶稣创造的天地。
All of a sudden she remembered what brother and sister have told her that Jesus created heaven and earth.
忽然之间他的眼泪就止不住。
And she couldn't help herself. She started to weep.
在那一天在那个时刻
at that moment,
在他所看见的那个穹苍里
and in that universe that she witnessed,
他遇见了那位创造的主
and she encountered the creator.
也借着这样他后来信主受浸归入主的名下
and because of that experience, she accepted the Lord later and she was baptized.
成为主耶稣的一个热切的追求者
and she became someone who really sought after the Lord earnestly.
在丈夫威胁要离婚，在兄弟姐妹威胁要和他断绝关系的情况下，她坚持相信耶稣基督。
Even though her husband threatened to divorce her, and she was rejected by her friends, but she stood steadfast.
感谢主用万有来为她做见证。
So we praise the Lord that God uses creation to witness for him, to testify for him.
真是巴不得我们的朋友们中间。你也可以从万有里面得着言语，得着知识。
So I hope all the friends here that you can gain wisdom and knowledge through the creation.
能够像我们一样得着耶稣基督的救恩，能够在地上过一个如同在天的生活。
So just like many of us that we can gain the salvation in Jesus Christ, that we can live a heavenly life here on earth.
上次我们提过，第二个见证呢，是神把律法赐给以色列人。
And the second testimony God prepared for himself is his giving the law to the Israelites.
保罗提醒我们说我们要感谢他们。
Paul reminded us that we should thank the Jews.
因为神拣选以色列人把他的圣言托付给他们。
Because God has chosen the Jews and entrusted his word to them.
没有旧约就没有办法进入新约。
Without the Old Testament, there would not have been the New Testament.
没有犹太人就没有救主的诞生。
Without the Jews, then there was no Savior's birth.
在神所赐给他们的律法中。
In the law given to them by God.
神为自己做见证。
God testified for himself.
律法是用实际来做代表的。
And all the laws are represented by the Ten Commandments.
前四条来启示那一位独一无二的真神。
The first four commandments revealed the unique God.
虽然遍地的人都在拜偶像。
Even though everyone on this earth is worshiping idols.
但神从万人中拣选亚伯拉罕一个人。
But among all, God chose Abraham.
就带出了以色列族。
And to bring forth the race of Israel.
就是连我们新约时代信主的人。
Even the believers in the New Testament era.
我们都是照着亚伯拉罕的信心来信靠神的。
In the same faith, we came to the Lord, just like Abraham did.
神实在是伟大。
God is so great.
在这么多的人都被偶像掳去的时候。
So many people are being captured by all kinds of idols.
他就只夺走一个人。他就能够带出这么伟大的救恩。
He got hold of just one person, and that person brought forth so many.
当然，律法非常的有限。
Of course, the law is limited.
虽然他把神是怎样一位神告诉了我们。
Although the law revealed what kind of God he is.
那他也在十诫的后面六条里边告诉我们，作为一个神的选民，应当怎样来活出神的生命。
And also in the second part of Ten Commandments, the Sixth Commandments tells us, as God's chosen people, how we should live.
譬如说要孝敬父母。
Like honor your parents.
不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证。
Do not commit adultery, do not murder, and do not bear false witnesses.
不可以贪恋别人的财物。妻子奴这些奴婢
do not cover others' wives, properties, and things.
但这些东西都是很有限的。
But all these are limited.
更何况以色列人也守不住。
And also the Israelites could not keep these commandments.
所以保罗告诉我们说，在神的时候日期满足，他就把他的儿子赐下来。
And so Paul said that when the days are full, God sent His Son.
我们的主耶稣是神完全的见证。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is the complete witness for the Lord.
在他在地上的那三十三年半里面。
During the 3.5 years of his earthly ministry,
他把神的美德和荣耀在各方各面彰显出来。
He manifested all the great natures, great characteristics of God.
他虽然是一位尊贵荣耀的神
，even though he's a beautiful and honorable God,
但是他站在人的地位的时候
，but when as a person, as a man,
他完全跟人认同
，and he identified completely with man.
他听从他父母的话
，He obeyed his parents.
他爱那些罪人，爱那些罪吏。
He loved the sinners and also those tax collectors.
他忍受人给他许多的顶撞和悖逆。
He endured all the offense and insults from others.
在他被钉十字架最后的时候，他说要求神赦免这些人。
When he was nailed on the cross, he asked the Father to forgive them.
他的代祷的理由是说，这些人因为无知。所以这样对待我。
The reason he asked for their forgiveness is because they did not know what they were doing.
孙弟兄有一次告诉我们说
Brother once shared with us,
从来都是知道的来赦免不知道的。
And typically, those who are in the know can forgive those who are not in the know.
如果我们都能够这样来为主做见证
If we can testify for the Lord all like this,
当人得罪我们的时候
When we are being offended,
我们能够说因为他不知道所以他这样得罪我
We should be able to say, well, because they don't know, that's why they offended me.
这是何等宽广的心
This was such a great forgiving heart.
这是一个何等有福的生命
And this is a blessed life.
我们的主在地上的时候
When our Lord was on the earth,
把神的生命完全彰显出来
He completely manifested the life of God.
我们读福音书
When we read the Gospels,
我们要完全相信那里的记载。
We have to believe completely all that's recorded in them.
我们知道主的的确确成全了律法。
We know that our Lord completely fulfilled the law.
把那些原来是字句，原来只是一些规条的律法，他把它活出丰满来。
And he lived what was just literal words.But he lived a full life to manifest those words.
但是神不是光得着一个儿子。
But God did not just want to get hold of one son.
神乃是要借着耶稣基督得着许许多多的儿子回家。
But God wants to, through Jesus Christ, get hold of many, many sons to come home.
所以当我们的主从死里复活之后，圣灵赐下，就生了我们的许多信主的人。
So the Holy Spirit descended after Christ was raised up and to give birth to many, many of us.
我们今天有七位弟兄姊妹，孙弟兄说这是新生儿。
Today we have 7 newborn babies.
如果我们到那个医院的产房就看见很多新生儿。
If you go visit the maternity ward of the hospital, you see many new babies.
每一个都躺在那个一个小摇篮里头。
And everyone is lying in the little basket.
真的是又宝贵又可爱。
They are precious and they are lovely.
我很喜欢看那个医院照片，里面照那个各种种族的这个新生儿在他们墙上。
I like to see all those pictures posted on the wall of the hospital of those babies of all races.
出生的小孩呢，没有一个不可爱的。
All newborn babies are wonderful.
但很可惜，罪呢就在我们身上渐渐的工作。
But unfortunately, sin started to work in our lives gradually.
所以很可爱的小婴孩呢，到两岁的时候就蛮能够顶撞大人了。
And those lovely babies, when they reached a year of age of two, they started to offend their parents.
我希望我们的青年弟兄姊妹，我们不要跟世人一样。
I hope that our young people are not like people in this world.
在我们还是这个 teenager 的时候，我们就能够脱离这个世界的样式。
And hopefully, as early as when we are still teenagers, we can be different from this world.
我们就懂得来孝敬父母。
We learn how to honor our parents.
做一个顺服的孩子。
Become obedient child.
如果我们这样做的话
，If we do it this way,
主不晓得要给我们多大的赏赐。
I wonder how many blessings the Lord will reward us.
他要跟天使讲说：“你看看这一个。”
He will tell the angel, says, look at this person.
你看看那一个,
look at that person.
跟世界的孩子不一样。
And compare them against the other children in the world.
你就成为我们神心中的骄傲。
And you become the pride of our God.
今天我们为主做见证。
Today we testify for the Lord.
就是脱离世界的样子。
That is that we are different from the world.
今天世代怎样悖逆。
And this is a very rebellious world.
我们为神做见证的人就要怎样顺服。
We are witness for God, we should become obedient.
世人怎样犯罪。
How the world sinned.
我们就要怎样圣洁。
We should become holy.
我们才能够为主做见证。
Then we can become his witnesses.
所以当主把我们生下来之后。
So when God gave birth to us.
就是教会诞生了。
And the church was born.
今天我们在地上乃是为主耶稣做见证。
Today we testify for Lord Jesus Christ in this world.
个人做见证。
As individuals.
整个教会做见证。
As a whole church.
见证什么呢？
What do we testify?
见证耶稣基督是主。
To testify that Jesus Christ is Lord.
今天整个见证的焦点就是谁是主。
And the focus of all testimonies is Who is the Lord?
因为圣经告诉我们说，撒旦已经成为这世界的王。
Because the Bible tells us that Satan is the king of this world.
他来窃取这个地，然后他来窃夺这个王位。
He captured this earth, and also he has taken hold of the lordship.
那神靠谁来把这个改变过来？
Whom did God use to change this picture?
乃是借着我们这些肯信他、肯顺服他的人。
He is using those who want to believe, who can believe in Him, and also who want to obey Him.
所以以个人来说
，So as individuals,
耶稣基督是我们的主。
Jesus Christ is our God.
那实际上怎么做呢
？But how do we practice this?
他是主的话，他应当在我们身上有主权。
If He is the Lord, He should have sovereignty.
他说话。应当比我们说话更有用。
And whatever he says counts.
所以我们第一件事情就叫奉献。
So number one is to commit ourselves to him.
我们一受浸归入主的名下。
As soon as we are baptized,
我们就应当把自己奉献给主。
We should commit ourselves to the Lord.
从我们得救的那天开始。
From the day we are saved, we are saved.
主耶稣在我们身上应当有一个主权。
Lord Jesus Christ should have sovereignty over us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
主在我们身上有主权吗？
Does Jesus Christ have sovereignty over you?
他在我们的事业里面有主权吗？
Does he have sovereignty over your jobs?
他在我们的金钱上面有主权吗？
Over your money?
他在我们的时间上面有主权吗？
Does he have sovereignty over your time?
他在我们的身体上面有主权吗？
Over your bodies?
如果我们可以随意用这些东西，
If we can use these things freely,
那就表明他在那个上面没有主权。
It indicates that Lord Jesus does not have sovereignty over those things.
有一个弟兄说的非常的好。
A brother put it very nicely.
他说，如果基督不是我一切的主，那他就根本不是我的主。
He says that if Jesus Christ is not the Lord of all, then he is not my Lord at all.
这是一句何等智慧的话。
This is a very wise saying.
就是什么奉献。必须要达到完全。
Offering has to be complete.
也许我们都曾经奉献过。
Maybe once we did offer ourselves.
那但是那个献祭，那个燔祭是早晨要献一次，晚上又要献一次。
But the burnt offering should be offered once in the morning and once in the evening.
因为我们得承认我们是一个客变十凡的人。
Because we admit that we are very changeable.
我们很多时候献上去了，又把它暗地里又收回来。
After we offered ourselves, then we secretly would take it back.
啊，保罗给我们提醒最重要的一件事情是必须把身体献上。
Paul reminds us one of the most important things is to offer our bodies to him.
我们不能光献上我们的心愿。
We can't just say, well, I would offer my desire.
我们不能光在话语上面说我奉献。
We can't just say that we offer ourselves.
而是在我们这个身体在我们身体所做的每一件事上都看见主的主权。
We must offer our body and all the things that this body does, that we must show that Jesus Christ has sovereignty over me.
而这个奉献呢 跟我们团体的见证有密切的关系。
And this kind of offering or commitment has a lot to do with our collective or corporate testimony.
因为主借着保罗启示我们，教会就是基督的身体。
Paul, through Paul, God revealed to us that church is Christ's body.
保罗在大马色路上，他看见那个异象。
And Paul saw the vision on the way to Damascus.
从主和他的对话中间，他看见一个真理。
In Christ, in our Lord's conversation with Paul, he saw a truth.
他看见教会就是基督的身体。
He saw that the church is the body of Christ.
啊，基督就是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
他怎么看见呢？
How did he see this?
因为当他在那里逼迫这些信主的人的时候，
When Saul was persecuting the Christians,
主说你为什么逼迫我？
Jesus asked him, why persecute thou me?
那时候主都已经复活升天了。
Jesus was raised up.
他根本没有
and ascended into heaven at that time.
保罗根本没有办法逼迫到主自己。
There's no way physically Paul could have persecuted Jesus himself.
但主不是说你为什么逼迫信我的人。
Jesus didn't say, so how come you are persecuting those who believe in me?
主乃是说你为什么逼迫我。
Jesus said, why are you persecuting me?
保罗在所有的使徒中间是唯一讲教会是基督身体的人。
Paul is, the only one among all the apostles who talked about Jesus, the church is the body of Christ.
原因就是因为在大马色的路上，神这样的启示他。
That's because God revealed to him on his way to Damascus.
这也成为我们见证整个的中心。
And this becomes the focus of our testimony.
我们想到见证的时候，也许我们想到很多的方面。
When we talk about testimony, we think of many things.
但是神的焦点是什么呢？
But what is God's focus?
就是教会全体来做他的身体。
That is that to have church to become his body as a whole.
一同来听神的话。
All together listening to him.
这么多得救的人。
So many, saved people.
都能够配搭在一起。
That we can work together.
在同一本圣经的引导下，
and all guided by the same Bible,
在同一位住在我们里面的圣灵的带领下，
and led by the same Holy Spirit, who dwelt in us,
活出一个基督身体合一的见证，
that we can manifest the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们人虽然很多，
in unity, even though we are many,
但是我们看见只有一位主，
but there's only one Lord,
只有一个身体，
there was only one body,
只有一个见证，
and there's only one testimony.
地上的人，
All the people in this world,
因为受到撒旦很多分化的工作，
because the divisive work done by Satan,
所以合一是不可能的。
So there's no way that all people can be united.
这在我们中国人的历史上已经证明了。
Through our Chinese history has proven this.
我们年轻孩子不知道有没有听过这句话。
I don't know the young people have heard this or not.
我们中国人呢，好像一盘散沙。
It says it describes Chinese as a whole bunch of loose sands.
那些沙呢，都是一粒一粒各自的。
Because the sands are just particles by themselves.
他们没有结合在一起。
They are not coming together.
但教会却是合而为一的见证。
But church is a testimony of unity.
这个认识对我们是一个很大的祝福。
This is such a great blessing for us to recognize this.
有什么比头来保护我们更好？
What is better than having the head?Protecting the body.
有什么比这个头联合在一起得他的祝福更多？
What is greater, better than having the head in unity, with his, and so that we can be blessed more.
很多时候我们会想说，我们讲道，我们追求，好像要贵我们比较有有益处的，比较实用的那些才觉得宝贵。
Sometimes we think certain things.When we listen to sermons, when we pursue spiritually, only things that benefit us are precious.
但是如果我们真的知道主的心，
But if we really know the heart of the Lord,
我们来和他一同追求他所要的见证。
And we want to pursue the testimony that he wants us to have.
那就像马太福音第六章三十三节告诉我们。
Just like Matthew 6:33.
你们若先求他的国和他的义，那么其他一切的东西都要加给你们。
Seek you first his kingdom and righteousness, and all the other things will be added unto you.
在以色列人身上，我们真的看见这一个。
So we really have seen this in the lives of Israelites.
神借着摩西把宝贵的诫命、律例、典章都赐给他们。
God has given them the precious law through Moses.
摩西在生命记28章里面跟他们讲到，如果守住这个见证，你们要蒙大福。
In Deuteronomy 28, it says that if you can keep the commandments, you'll be greatly blessed.
小到什么呢？
As detailed as what?
小到你家里养的这些牲畜，你家里的团面盆，那些用具都要蒙福。
And even your cattle's animals in your household, and even the linen basin will be blessed.
上次葡萄园跟弟兄姊妹讲，
谁？
在葡萄园。
Oh, in Portland, I share with brothers and sisters there.
我说我们追求主的见证。
Says we, well, I told them that as we pursue God's testimony.
看起来好像是教会，好像是离我们比较远的。
Seems that we are talking about church. Seems to be that it's not that close to myself.
但事实上是最叫我们切身得福的。
But actually, this is some practical thing that will really benefit us.
所以摩西在那里告诉他们什么呢
？So Moses was telling them,
就是说，如果我们追求的好
，if we pursue the right in the right way,
真的是以主耶稣的见证为念
，and if we really think about put first as first Jesus Christ's testimony,
我们家里的碗啊盘啊就少破几个
，and our bowls and our dishes will break less.
因为人生气的时候呢，有时候呢，这个不好打人嘛，就摔盘子。
And because when you upset, you cannot beat up someone, you would just throw the dishes.
所以我们得救之后呢，我们家的盘子会得福气。
So after you're saved, even dishes and bowls in your household will be blessing.
你的养的小狗小猫呢，可能少挨打一点。
And your pet animals probably get beaten less.
我们感谢主，这个见证是真的。
We know this is true testimony.
是什么叫我们脱离我们那些败坏的天性
？What are the things that will separate us from the corrupt nature？
不是那些地上的好处
，not the worldly benefits。
那是我们看见的那个神的荣耀。
But when we see it is when we see God's glory。
真的看见神的荣耀的时候
，when we see God's glory，
我们就能够脱离肉体、血气和情欲。
And then we can depart from our sinful nature, our lust, and our flesh.
这真的是一个彻底拯救的路。
This is the salvation of a total rescue.
所以我们要一同来为基督的身体做见证。
So we should collectively together testify for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个见证呢，必须是我们亲耳听过。亲眼见过，亲手摸过，而且是亲身体验过的。
And this testimony has to be something that we have heard, we have seen with our own eyes, also we have experienced personally.
所以我们今天有很多年轻的弟兄姊妹受浸归主。
Today several of them who are baptized are young people.
他们是非常有福气的。
They are really a blessed.Bunch.
因为他们呢，少受到很多罪的破坏和玷污。
Because they would have less opportunity to be stained by sin and other bad things.
他们比我们那些30、40、50才得救的人更多来经历基督。
Because they will have more years than those in their 30s and 40s to experience our Lord Jesus Christ.
更多来被主做成他的工作。
And they will have more years to be used.And molded by God.
所以神把这个见证就托付下来。
So God has entrusted this testimony to us.
他要我们呢要认识这位托付见证的人。
And he wants us to know the one who entrusted these things to us.
我们可以用启示录第一章17和18节的话来为主耶稣的为主的地位做一点的说明。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 1 verses 17 and 18.To show the lordship of Jesus Christ.
约翰看见主在七个金灯台中间显现的时候
，And when John in his vision saw the Lord, saw our Lord Jesus appearing among the lampstands.
因为主的荣耀使他整个人软弱，像死了一样。
And because of the glory of the Lord, John felt that he was dying.
但是主用手按着他。然后安慰他，叫他不要惧怕。
But the Lord laid hand on him and comforted him and says, "Don't be afraid."
主在这里宣告的几句关于他自己的话是非常重要的。
Here we see that some declaration by the Lord Himself, which are very critical.
主说：“我是首先的，我是末后的。”
He says, "I'm the beginning and I'm the end. I'm the first and the last."
这告诉我们说，所有的一切都从他而来。
It tells us that everything came from him.
所有的一切应当归结到他身上去。
And everything ultimately will go back to him.
若是我们跟他无份。
If we have no portion in him,
就是像还没有信主的朋友
just like those who have, are not believers yet,
那我们的结局就非常的可怜
then our result will be pretty pitiful.
就是我们已经得救的人
even for us who are saved,
如果我们没有把我们一切都交托给他
if we have not committed everything to him,
我们还是自己来经营自己来掌握
and we try to manage or control our own lives,
我们就发现说我们最后所得到的就是像流沙一样
And you find out that what you have gained, but like quicksand.
我们像捕风一样，什么都没抓到。
It's just like you're trying to grasp the wind, you cannot get hold of anything.
那主又继续宣告说：“我又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。”
Jesus continued to declare, "I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever."
弟兄姊妹们，我们对主必须有这样的信心。
We must have this trust.In him, faith in him.
这位永活的主今天还活在我们里面。
The everlasting Lord lives in us today.
他负责保守我们这一生所交托给他的。
And he is responsible. He will guarantee what we have entrusted to him.
就好像我们今天在投资一样。
Just like our investment today.
我们都要找一个可靠的信托公司。对不对
We must find a trustworthy investment bank.
那我们今天的投资真正的能够可靠的是谁呢？
So who can we trust today?
还不是银行
not the banks.
还不是那个叫什么 FDIC?
Not the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Company.
因为银行会倒，所以就来一个 FDIC 的保险。
Because the banks could go bankrupt, that's why you need this FDIC insurance.
但是有一天呢，所有这些通通都倒闭。
But all these banks one day will go bankrupt.
那位永活的就替我们保守我们所交托给他的。
But the ever living one will guarantee what we have committed to him.
我们要带着这样的信心来信靠他。
We must have this faith, and also with this kind of faith in believing in him.
那当这个见证交托下来的时候
，When this testimony was entrusted to us,
最重要就是见证人是怎样的人。
The most important thing is what kind of person, the witnesses are.
保罗在给提摩太的书信里面提了几个点。
In writing to Timothy, Paul mentioned this.
我们要简单提一下。
We should look at it
quickly. 第一个，保罗提到清洁的良心。
Number one talks about, he talked about pure conscience.
我们知道，当我们得救的时候，主的血把我们良心里面所有的亏欠不安统统都洗掉了。
We know when we are saved, Jesus Christ has washed our conscience clean and get rid of all those uneasiness or the guilty feelings.
那这个已经被洗净的良心，我们需要保守它。
So this conscience which has been purified, we need to keep it safely.
那怎么样来保守这个心呢
？How can we keep a pure conscience?
如果我们的心向着神是单纯的
，If we are innocent or pure toward God.
如果我们只是为着神的利益，不为着自己的利益
，If we were all we care about are God's benefits, not our own benefits.
我们为着神的缘故来爱人，也不是为着自己的利益。
And when we love people, it is for the Lord, and not for our own gain.
在我们的所有行事为人中间，就唯恐去绊倒的人，唯恐去伤害的人。
In everything we do in our walk, we are being very careful not to hurt people.
那我们的良心就得着保守。
And then we can keep our conscience clean.
万一我们真的得罪了人
，If we happen to offend someone,
赶紧要认罪。
Then we should confess quickly.
跟神跟人认罪。
And confess, and ask for forgiveness from God and also from people.
这样我们的良心就不会有亏。
Then we can have a pure conscience.
当良心有亏的时候，就像船有了漏洞一样。
But if there's any blaming in your conscience, it's just like a boat with leak.
如果不补的话呢，会越漏越多。
And if you don't plug up the leak, then the leak will become worse and worse.
一边呢，把神的恩典漏掉了。
And you will leak out all the blessings from God.
一边呢，又把很多不好东西。引进来
And also you would bring in a lot of bad things.
我们知道一条船如果海水一直进来的话最后的结局就是沉没
If the water keeps on coming in from the leak, we know that the boat will ultimately sink.
所以保守一个无愧的良心是非常重要
So keeping a very pure conscience is very critical.
如果我们能够像过去弟兄们所告诉我们的
If we can do what we were told before,
我们所要的 就是主自己。
All we want is the Lord Himself.
不仅不是世界那些东西。
Not only not those worldly things.
也不是主的医治，也不是主的祝福。
Not even God's healing or nor blessings.
那是这位主的自己。
But the Lord Himself.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
第二个是无畏的信心。
Number two is a sincere faith.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是从信达到信的一般人。
We know that we are people who started from faith to faith.
我们对主耶稣的信心必须在一个无畏的情况里面才能够一直往前。
Our faith in Jesus Christ has to be sincere so that we can move forward.
如果我们心中真的有什么疑惑，
If we have any doubt,
我们一定要提出来和弟兄姊妹们交通。
We must communicate with brothers and sisters.
我们一定要回到圣经里面去找答案。
We must go find the answer in the Bible.
我们不要容许这里一块不信，那里一块不信，就存在我们里头。
We cannot allow to have many doubts, in the Bible in our heart.
信心是我们这整棵树的根。
We know the faith is the root of the whole tree.
如果这个根它有了亏欠，
if the root is not healthy,
这个根不够强壮。
If the root is not strong enough,
那我们不要期望这个树长得好，不要期望这个树能够多结果子。
We should not expect the tree to grow strong and to bear many fruits.
弟兄姊妹们，这么多年来，
For so many years, brothers and sisters,
我真的是被主的话，把信心定住。
And I was helped by God's word to hold steadfast my faith.
我不是根据我的经历，
not dependent upon my own experience.
也不是根据教会历史，根据人的其他经历，
and not church history or other people's experiences.
乃是这神安定在天永不改变的话语使我有信心。
And it is the word of the one who sits in heaven steadfast.
圣经中将近三分之一的是预言。
The Bible contains about a third of the Bible talks about prophecies.
预言这样清楚、这样准确的应验。
And all these prophecies are fulfilled clearly and directly.
90%都已经应验了。
More than 90% of the prophecies have been fulfilled.
所剩下的它还有20几样是在关乎世界末日，还有主耶稣的再来。
There are about 20 some prophecies. Which have to do with the end of time and also Jesus' second coming.
这样一本准确应验的书，我们怎么能够不相信它？
Such an accurate and also things, the prophecies fulfilling book, how can we not, trust?
主要我们除掉不信的恶心。
God wants us to get rid of unbelief.
神把这个不信呢，称为恶心。
And God caused the unbelief a bad heart.
以色列人因为不信，所以他们进不了迦南。
Because of their unbelief, the Israelites could not enter Canaan.
我们若是不能够全信主，我们也进不了基督里面的丰富。
If we do not trust in Jesus completely, then we will not be able to enjoy His full, fullness.
就像我们刚受浸的弟兄姊妹一样。
Just like the, brothers and sisters who are recently baptized.
他们要受浸以前，弟兄姊妹跟他们讲到，我们受浸是与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
The lesson to learn about baptism is that when we are baptized, we die with the cross, we are raised up, with Christ.
什么叫相信？
What is belief?
相信就是当我在那里边受浸的时候，我已经与基督同死。
Believing is that when I'm being baptized,I'm dying with Christ.
跟他一同钉在十字架上。
I am being crucified with him.
并且从水里出来的时候跟他在复活中联合。
And as I'm coming out of the water, I'm being united with him in his resurrection.
在我们的信心中持守这个真理。
In faith, we should hold on to this, truth.
当然我们有时候会失败，会软弱。
Of course we fail and we become weak sometimes.
但无论如何都要回到这个原点来。
But no matter what, you have to go back to this starting point.
我已经受浸归主。
Because I was baptized
unto the Lord. 我已经与基督同死。
I died with Christ.
我也是与他同活。
And I live with him.
我若是愿意与他一同受苦。
If I'm willing to suffer with him,
我就必与他一同得荣耀。
Then I will be glorified with him.
我们现在若愿意降卑，
If we want to humble ourselves,
我们有一天就要与他一同作王。
Then one day we'll become kings with him.
神就是要我们这样单纯的相信他。
So God wants us to believe him in this very innocently.
用什么我再说？
Let me share with you again.
如果圣经中有什么应许我们最后没得到，
If there are promises in the Bible that we have not gotten hold of,
那没有别的原因，
There are no other reason,
就是我们不信，
than our unbelief.
所以这不信的恶心，我们要靠着圣灵把它致死。
So through, we should let Holy Spirit to kill off this unbelief.
我们真正做一个奉献的人。
And become someone who is totally committed.
真正去做一个信靠主的人。
Someone who totally trusts in the Lord.
也真的做到，也真的成为一个顺服主的人。
And become an obedient person.
因为顺服那是信心最高的表现。
We know that obedience is the ultimate manifestation of your faith.
如果我们只有在主祝福我们的时候，我们才相信他。
If we believe in him only when he blesses us,
那我们跟拜偶像的人是一样的。
Then we're no different from those who are idol worshippers.
我们乃是在百般的试炼中，仍然是有喜乐，有盼望。
Even though we are going through all kinds of sufferings, we can still be joyful and we are still hopeful.
无论我们人生的经历是起是伏是高是低，
No matter when we're going through smooth times or difficult times,
我们能够说他能保全我所交付他的。
We can say that I know that he can protect, he can guarantee what I have entrusted to him.
直到他来的那日。
Until when he comes.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这样相信的人是有福的。
Those who believe this way is a blessed one.
将把自己和全家交托给主的人是有福的。
Those who are committing themselves and the whole family to the Lord are the blessed ones.
第三个点，见证人呢，要忠心。
And the third point about the witnesses is to be faithful.
不仅是自己忠心。
Not only they are faithful themselves.
而且还要去教导那些忠心的人，他继续的来教导别人。
And also to teach those who are faithful so that they can in turn teach others.
教会怎样来承接主的托付？
How can we receive God's entrustment?
那是依靠那些忠心的人。
It depends upon those who are faithful.
忠心的人是什么意思？
What does it mean to be faithful?
就是说当有人交托给我们一个东西，
When someone entrusted something to us,
我们能够很安全的把这个东西保住。
And that we can, keep those things very safe.
直到有一天能够再把它交回给那位托付我们的人。
Until one day we can return the thing to the one who entrusted this thing to us.
这是我从字典上查到的定义。
This is the definition I found in the dictionary.
我查了一个字叫 trusty。
I was looking up the word trusting.
就是那个接受托付的人。
Oh, trustee is the ones who are being entrusted with things.
所以接受托付的人呢，必须要有这样的品格。
So any trustee has to have this type of character.
否则的话呢，那东西交给我们了，可能我们就把它弄坏了。
And so otherwise, when we are being entrusted something, then we may break this thing.
把它变质了。
Or change its nature.
那可能更糟糕是把它丢掉了。
Worse is to have lost it.
所以忠心是持守神托付的必要条件。
So faithfulness is the number one criteria for God's entrustment.
保罗用三个比方来告诉我们。
Paul uses three illustrations.
这三个比方呢，它整个的焦点呢是头一个。
And the focus among the three is number one.
就是做耶稣基督的精兵。
That is become a soldier.Of Christ.
我们在座的有多少人曾经当过兵？
How many of you have served in the armed first services?
举个手。
Raise your hand.
不是那么多哈。
Not too many.
好，太可惜了。
It's too bad.
应该去受一点军训。
You should have gone through some training.
不过呢，没关系，我们已经这个没有受过的话呢，我们再来补课。
It's okay. Maybe we can make up some lessons.
因为自己当过兵。
Because I have served before.
我很记得头一天入伍的时候那个经历。
I remember vividly the day that I reported to duty.
我们那些坐着车去报道的这些同学们。
All the classmates that we went together.
很多人都是少爷。
Many of them are pampered at home.
他们这个头发留得很漂亮，梳着西装头。
They got very nice, nicely groomed hair.
平常还要穿这些什么特别的裤子啊， and, 什么，就是最流行的。
And they, always wear name brand, clothes.
一到那边去以后，班长就凶巴巴的跟我讲了几句话。
And as soon as we arrived, we were scolded by the sergeants.
第一个事情，坐下来，个个都理成光头。
And number one to shave your head.
哇，那最漂亮的头发都不见了。
And all these well-groomed hair disappeared right away.
大家都看起来差不多。
And we all look the same, look alike.
然后再来，所有最漂亮的衣服通通换掉。
All those nice clothes you have to remove.
都穿上那个草绿色的不太合身的衣服。
And you have to wear those uniforms.
个个看起来都土土的。
And they don't look, we didn't look very handsome.
然后呢，一再的跟我们强调一句话。
And we've been told over and over again.
你们不是老百姓。
你们不是老百姓。Oh, you are not citizens anymore.
你们是阿兵哥。
Now you are soldiers.
他当然不是讲阿兵哥了。我们就是军人。
You have become soldiers now.
然后呢，很重要的一句话是什么呢
？And very important command.
从现在开始，一个口令，一个动作。
And as soon as I give you a command, you have to follow.
没有口令不能做，不能够动作。
If I do not say anything, you cannot act.
他叫你向右转，你不可以向左转。
If we ask you to turn right, you should not turn left.
他没有叫你坐下，你不可以坐下。
If you're not told to sit down, then you should remain standing.
哇，我们真是经历了这个震撼教育。
So we were going through this shock.
一整个礼拜真的紧张。
And we were very nervous throughout the first week.
紧张到啊。那个平常做的事呢，全部都忘记了。
And we forgot all the things that we used to do.
那真是一个大转变。
That was a great change for us.
今天我们信了主。
Today we are Christians.
可能我们很多意念还是像是老百姓。
Maybe we still have the old habits, like citizens.
我们还是像世界上的人一样。
Just like the people in the world.
我们没有感觉我们是耶稣基督的精兵。
We don't feel that we are the mighty soldiers of Jesus Christ.
当然，主不是在外表上面这样子来做我们。
Of course, God does not just work on us externally.
乃是在我们的心里头，我们有这样的感觉。
But instead, we should feel like this internally.
所以作为一个兵
，so as a soldier, being a soldier,
我们知道是有战争。
We know that we may face battles.
没有，如果没有战争，就不需要有军队。
Then if there are no wars, then we don't need armies.
所以我们得救之后，进入属灵的征战。
So as we are after we are saved, we enter into the spiritual warfare.
那告诉我们在刚刚受浸的弟兄姊妹们。
Let me tell the brothers and sisters who were baptized today.
你们是生在战场上的。
So you were born in a battlefield.
你们生下来就遇见属灵的征战。
As soon as you were born, you encounter spiritual warfare.
因为神有一个仇敌。
Because God has an enemy.
那现在我们属于神了，所以这个仇敌也成为我们的仇敌。
Now since we belong to God now, so his enemy becomes our enemy.
这个仇敌就是魔鬼撒旦。
And this enemy is Satan.
他今天用许多的谎言来跟神来对抗。
And he uses lies to attack God.
用各样的手段来攻击神和他的教会。
And he attacked God through all kinds of means and his church.
所以我们必须认识到有征战。
So we know we have to recognize there will be warfare.
我们这个征战呢，是站在前线征战的。
And we are fighting on the front line.
基督徒没有说是躲在后方专门做什么补给的。
And Christians are not like those who only stay behind taking care of supplies.
我们都是在前线，都是真正打仗的人。
We are all soldiers fighting on the front line.
然后圣经告诉我们。
And then Bible tells us,
一个被召来当兵的人不能让事物缠身。
A soldier should not be burdened with worldly affairs.
才能够叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
And so that they can please those who call them.
这说到什么呢
？What does it mean?
说我们不能够一面要做主的精兵，一面我们顾虑到很多自己的好处。
It says that you cannot become God's mighty army at the same time.Worried about your own benefits.
我们还有很多世上的思虑，还有很多钱财在迷惑。
And you are burdened by money, by worldly affairs.
如果这些还缠住我们的心的话
，If we are still entangled and snared by these things,
那我们第一个就被淘汰了。
And then we'll be gotten rid of. We'll be left behind.
神就不可能用我们来迎接耶稣基督的回来。
And God cannot use us in welcoming back our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们晓得神在教会中是呼召得胜者的。
So we know that God calls.In church, those who overcome.
在救恩的层面上，神的心非常的宽广。
As far as salvation is concerned, the Lord has a very big heart.
就是那个单单想进天堂的，神也救他。
Even those who just want to go to heaven, God will save them.
最软弱的，神也救他。
Even the weakest one, God will save.
但是当救进来之后
，But after you've been saved,
神继续呼召。
God continue His calling.
谁能够来承担这个托付
？Who can receive this entrustment?
谁最后能够被带到天上那里去，在宝座前征战？带进耶稣基督第二次的
回来。Who can be lifted into heaven in front of the throne and then fight battle for God to welcome Jesus' return?
那些忠心的耶稣基督进
入。Only those who are faithful, the faithful and the mighty army.
他们甚至于到了死也不爱惜自己的性命。
And they would even give up their life for the Lord.
他们守住主的命令。
They would they will stand steadfast of God's order.
有一个弟兄，他每天很早就起来读圣经。
A brother who gets up very early every day to read God's word.
有一次，他到一个人家里去做客。
One day he was visiting with a friend.
他照样很早就起来读圣经。
And as usual, he got up very early to read the Bible.
有主人就问他说：“你这样天天这样读，你究竟在读什么？”
And the host asked him, "What are you reading every day?"
他说：“我在寻找神的命令。”
He says, "I'm looking for God's command."
寻找神的命令。
He's looking for God's command.
这真的是精兵。
This is a mighty army, a mighty soldier.
我们可能大部分喜欢寻找应许和祝福。
Maybe most of us who are or enjoy looking for promises and blessings in the Bible.
当然，这些神都要给我们。
Of course, these are granted by the Lord.
但是，守住神命令的人得着最多。
But those who obey God's command will be blessed.
啊，第二个点。神用运动员来说明你忠心。
And God uses athletes as an example how to be faithful is.
这乃是用奥林匹克运动会做背景。
Using Olympics games as the background.
在两个月北京就有一个奥林匹克运动会。
In about 2 months, there will be Olympics in Beijing.
可能我们很多人都很兴奋。
And many people get excited about this.
我们盼望呢，在看这些运动的时候
，as watch these games，
我们能够想到主也是要我们这样来操练。
We are reminded that God wants us to exercise like this.
那些人怎么样能够进到奥林匹克运动会
？How can these people qualify for the games？
他们绝对不是吃喝玩乐的人。
They can't not be someone who just eat, drink, and be merry.
他们乃是非常谨守，非常愿意接受严格训练的人。
And they are those who are willing to accept and go through very strict discipline.
他们的吃、他们的喝、他们的睡、他们的作息都有很严格的规范。
There are many restrictions and strict orders about what they can eat, what they can drink, and how they conduct their lives.
绝对不是放松的。
Not living a loose life.
因为英美是运动员，所以很知道他怎样能够把球打好。
Because Yin Mei is an athlete, so I know that how she can do a good job in an athlete.
他不但教练要求的都做到。
Not only you have to do whatever the coach asks you to do.
还超过。
And you still exceed that.
大家都跑完山了，他自己再去跑一些。
And after finish running, you will continue to run.
当大家都做完举重了，他自己再做完，再多做一些。
After you finish lifting weights, you will do more.
当大家都回家过年去大吃大喝的时候，他留在球队里面，严格的训斥自己，投篮、跑步、训练体能、训练技巧。
After all the teammates went home to celebrate Chinese New Year, she stayed behind to exercise more to. Build up her strength.
他在每一次的比赛的时候，他只要第一，他不要第二。
And every time she was playing for in a game, she wants to win.
他要让自己的内心和身体都在最适合打仗的情况上去比赛。
And she will build herself up physically and mentally so that she can win the games.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们要做耶稣基督的精兵
，If we want to become Jesus Christ, the mighty army.
我们必须系束紧我们心思的腰带。
Now we must gird ourselves.
我们必须愿意致死这个肉体，不要任着我们肉体的情欲带着我们走。
We must be willing to put our flesh to death.
只有短短的时间。
We only have a short period of time.
在地上很短。
The life on this earth is very short.
是我们肯听主的话。
If we are willing to obey God's word,
肯这样来操练我们自己。
Can exercise,
千年国度可能就与我们有份。
And then we will have a portion in the eternal kingdom.
这几年换取千年值不值得？
Do you think it's worth it to spend a few years to exchange for the eternal life?
我看到周弟兄点头。
Yeah, I see Brother Zhou is nodding his head.
我们弟兄姊妹可能也有点头的啊。
Maybe others did too.
但是也有可能有的人还不太相信千年国度。
Yeah, maybe some of you still don't believe in the eternal kingdom.
但我是深信不疑。
But I truly believe.
我知道那个国度不仅是要来，而且很快就来。
I know that that eternal kingdom will come and come soon.
我们在地上这么多罪，把我们玷污，把我们破坏。
We are being polluted and stained by all the sins of this world.
如果我们没有能够亲眼看见那个千年国度在这里彰显出来的话，我们这一生真是遗憾。
Now it will be a great pity if we did not witness the coming of the eternal kingdom.
历史上有这么多的基督徒。
There have been so many Christians throughout history.
他们那么爱主。
They really love the Lord.
但是他们没有生在我们的时代。
But they did not live in our generation.
所以他们没有我们这么好的机会。
So they don't have as good opportunity as we do.
弟兄姊妹，机会神是给我们了。
Opportunity is given by God.
但谁把握住？
But who can use this opportunity wisely?
这个选择权在你自己。
It is your choice.
昨天孙立兄在福音聚会结束跟我们讲到这个抓住机会的要紧。
And Brother Sun shared with us yesterday says it's very important to seize the opportunity.
我们可以说在一个千载难逢的机会里头。
We can say that this opportunity is very rare.
这是一个空前绝后的机会。
This is a really, really unique opportunity.
从前没有。
That there wasn't this opportunity
before. 以后也不会再有。
There may not be another opportunity later.
我真巴不得我们所有弟兄姊妹都相信。
So we hope that we can all believe in.
我们都起来承接神的托付。
That we can receive, accept God's entrustment.
第三个点讲到劳力的农夫。
The third illustration is the hard-working farmer.
农夫他最大的特点就是劳苦。
And we know that all farmers work very hard.
我现在看见我的父亲。
I witness my father.
他去这个播这个秧苗，去撒这些谷粒到这个稻田里面去做秧苗的时候，是最寒冷的冬天。
It was in the deep winter when it's very cold. He had to plant the seeds of the rice.
有时候过年，我们大家都穿得很漂亮，都正要去玩的时候，他已经把这个脚都通通都撩起来，准备到田里边去。
Even during the time during this when we were celebrating New Year, wearing new clothes, he had to get himself ready to go to the field to work.
要进到冰冷的水田里边去。
He had to walk into the very cold field and plant the seeds.
然后要把那个草除掉的时候，他们是跪着这样子，一行一行的这样去把那个草拿掉。
And when they were weeding the field, they had to kneel down.And in the cold water, they have to do the weeding.
从早到晚就这样跪来跪去，跪来跪去。
From morning till dawn, they did this all the time.
然后收割的时候。
During the harvest time.
最炎热的夏天。
It was during the heat wave.
一清早就出门。
In the summer, he would leave home early.
顶着那个大太阳，这样劳苦，满身是汗。
Under the fierce sun and sweating like crazy.
虽然这么劳苦
even though they work so hard,
还不一定保证收成
and there's no guarantee that they will have a good harvest.
但有时候缺水
sometimes there's a lack of water.
大家轮流灌溉
and then they have to take turn to
我记得好多次晚上我就陪着哥哥陪着爸爸去准备接那个水到我们稻田
and I remember many nights that I went with my brother and my father to work on the irrigation so that we can have water.
那真是很可怜啊
It was very hard work.
等了那么多个小时，就得到那么一点点的水。
After waiting for many hours, we only got a little bit of water.
还有虫害。
And then there's infestation.
我们今天为主做见证也是一样。
As a witness for the Lord is similar.
因着仇敌在地上做了许多的工作。
Because the work of our enemies.
所以我们要见证基督有非常多的挑战。
So there are many challenges as Lord's witnesses.
但我们不要灰心。
But let us have a faint heart.
因为是圣灵带领我们来得胜。
Because it's the Holy Spirit who lead us to victory.
保罗告诉我们说，要靠着住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢地守住这个见证。
And Paul says that through the Holy Spirit in you, you have to get hold of this. You have to keep this witness.
这是何等的保证
！This is such a guarantee.
要靠我们个人。
If we depend on ourselves,
我们既没有那个决心，也没有那个恒心的，也没有那个信心。
We don't have the determination, and we don't have that faith.
我们稍微经历一点打击，我们就后退了。
And we will withdraw as soon as we encounter resistance.
但很奇妙。
But wonderfully,
主把我一个这样里面软弱的人，还带我走到今天。
But amazingly, God has led me such a weak vessel, to today.
而且我相信靠着他，我还要继续走到他来那一天。
And I believe that, by His grace, I'll continue, onward.
我也盼望我们的弟兄姊妹们。我们一同既然一同聚会，我们就一同走到那一天。
And I hope, brothers and sisters, even though our brothers and sisters, because we are meeting together, that we can move forward together.
靠着圣灵。
By the Holy Spirit.
靠着神所赐的话语。
By God's word.
把这本圣经。
Take this Bible.
当作我们至高唯一的权威。
And treat it as the only and ultimate authority.
今天仇敌在这本书上的打击是非常严重的。
We know that the enemy is attacking this fiercely.
许多的教会已经弃守了。
And many churches has forsaken the Bible.
圣经明讲的东西，明明规定是罪的东西，今天都可以讨论，都可以妥协了。
The sins pointed out by the Bible, people can talk about it, can compromise on it.
所以如果有谁看中这本圣经，要守住神所给我们所有的启示，那个人要得大福。
Anyone who wants to believe in the Bible and keep the Bible as God's promise, then he will be greatly blessed.
下面到结束的时候，能够像保罗这样说。
So、hopefully at the end we can say just like Paul did.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
这是神今天给我们这一生的目的。
This is the goal God has given us.
地上所有的一切转眼成空。
All these things will vanish quickly.
唯有基督永存。
Only Jesus Christ will last forever.
唯有这个见证永存。
Only the testimony will last forever.
唯有为着他的见证而活的人，可以和他一同享受这个。
Only those who live for his testimony will enjoy the blessing.
我们来唱一两句诗歌好吗？
Let us sing a couple of verses of.
诗歌636首
636
要忠心
Be true
这里讲到我们从基督的学校出发
Talks about that we are going forth from the school of Jesus
我们要忠心来持守他的见证
We should be true
我们从祷告的小楼出发
We should depart from the house of prayer.
靠着圣灵的能力，我们要守住这个见证。
By the power of Holy Spirit, we will keep this testimony.
我们就唱第一和第二节。
We'll sing only the first two verses.
请弟兄姊妹大家同起立。
Let us stand.
唱完之后，我们在主面前都有点祷告。
And let's pray after singing.
把我们自己交托那一位能保守我们的主。
And commit ourselves to the one who can
投入基督身体的见证里头。
Now we can.Throw ourselves into Jesus' testimony.
好，亲爱的，我向你感恩。
Lord, we offer our thanks.
你不仅是给我们永生。
Not only have given us eternal life.
你更要是给我们荣耀。
But you're gonna give us glory.
你不仅给我们永世的福分。
Not only give us eternal blessings.
你有来世的应许。
You give us the promise of the coming life.
主，我们是在为着你所给我们的，要感谢赞美你。
For what you have given us, we want to praise you and worship you.
求主向我们显现。
Appear to us, Lord.
启示你的话语。
Reveal your word.
启示你的荣耀。
Reveal your glory.
使我们因看见那个摆在面前的喜乐。
Because we have seen what's ahead of us, we become joyous.
就能够奔跑那摆在我们前面的路程。
Now we can run forth this race.
主，我们愿意你快快的回来。
Lord, please come.
我们愿意我们在你回来之前。
Before you come, Lord.
我们能够预备好。
That we will be prepared.
我们能够成为你的见证人。
We become your witnesses, Lord.
我们能够成为催促主回来的一般人。
We are those who will urge and welcome Lord's coming.
主啊，求你向我们继续说话。
Continue to speak to us.
我们特别把我们要进入西安特会仰望你。
We pray for the conference.
主啊，让所有弟兄姊妹。
All the brothers and sisters.
不论是本地的。
whether it's local
是外地的,
or from out of town,
我们都一同被你开启,
that we will all be helped by you.
看见你的托付,
to see your entrustment,
也来承接你的托付,
and also to accept your entrustment,
也来见证你的托付,
and also to testify for your.
谢谢你听我们祷告,
thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名,
in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐,
please be seated.